Section 44B Legal Persons and Territorial Courts. Though most of our forefathers were earnest Christians, they understood that the only way to preserve religious freedom for themselves was to preserve religious freedom for everyone. Thus, they adopted the separation of church and state. Even though we may have chaplains assigned to serve our assemblies and even though they may offer opening prayers and convocations, when the business meeting kicks in, and we begin to act for the people of our states, we understand that we are acting to the best of our ability to protect the rights and security of everyone concerned without religious, racial, or political bias. Our justices do not decide the law or the facts of any case. That is left to the members of each jury. The role of the justice is to provide a level playing field and to enforce the rules of evidence. Once the jury has reached a decision, it is the duty of the justice to pronounce the sentence for the public record and it is the sheriff's duty to execute the sentence. Our courts are based upon local law, soil jurisdiction, and public laws, land jurisdiction, that are enrolled in the public record as General Assembly session laws. All such laws are subject to jury nullification. If our assemblies adopt a law that is unfair, unwieldy, or inappropriate, any jury in our system of law can nullify it and state the reasons why, whereupon it is held in abeyance as if it never existed and returned to the State General Assembly for correction or repeal. In this way, the people maintain direct control over the standards of law that are being applied to them and weed out any laws that are ill-conceived or unfair. This precious process of jury nullification also provides a natural curb on the endless proliferation of new laws poking into every corner of our lives. Our law is simple, draconian, and based on the Ten Commandments. There has to be a specific injured party claiming injury to himself or to his property. There is no such thing as a thought crime or a hate crime until and unless it results in verifiable harm, and then it is addressed in terms of what the actual harm is. The law of the legal persons, by comparison, is endlessly complex, subtle, and based on codes and maxims that rule the law of contracts. No doubt this is striking a chord with those familiar with the foreign maritime and admiralty court system of the legal persons functioning in territorial, international jurisdiction of the sea, jurisdiction. Their laws are enacted instead of being enrolled, and they take the form of enumerated codes and statutes and regulations adopted by the territorial United States Congress and the territorial state of state legislatures. There is no end to the number of these codes, statutes, and regulations that can be adopted, and no process of jury nullification to weed them out. With the result that the proliferation of these private laws grows with cancerous ferocity and the burden and cost of enforcing them increases exponentially. The territorial and admiralty courts operated by and for the use of legal persons are operated by bar attorneys, esquires, and presided over by judges who act as hired jurist referees and administrators. These courts make no attempt to address the law or the facts of any case and focus instead on whether or not a contract exists, and if a duty owed under that contract was dishonored. They are all run as nisi prius courts, that is, contract courts for hire. Legal persons have no natural nor unalienable rights, so issues pertaining to claims of such rights and arguments based on constitutional guarantees do not apply to them nor enter into their courts. At most, legal persons may ask for equal civil rights, which may be provided or denied upon the discretion of the judge. Legal persons, unless they have a degree in law, are considered incompetent and must be represented by a bar attorney, who will speak for them both in court and privately under power of attorney, which basically grants him or her the right to act as your proxy and cut deals in your behalf. Obviously, this is a position of private trust under contract that can be greatly abused and often is. The form of law used by these courts is private, also. Statutes, rules, codes, public policies, resolutions, and regulations are not law, they are evidence of law, and each one represents a contract that legal persons are bound to. If you are acting as a legal person and operating in territorial jurisdiction, international jurisdiction of the sea, you are presumed to know and obey all such obligations and to honor all contracts. Of course, the proliferation of 80 million such laws makes it impossible for anyone to know, much less enforce them, and instead of providing any matrix for the pursuit of justice or order, such a system devolves into an excuse for raising revenues through fines and stealing property via arbitrary asset seizures. You may readily recognize the territorial courts of the legal persons by their use of statutes at the state, of state, level and use of federal code at the federal level. They may also use military code. They often deceptively refer to this as common law as in military common law, which is obviously not the common law owed to the American people and not any standard that should ever be applied to a civilian lawful person. As our American state jural assemblies and our people's courts have ceased to function, more and more of our people have been misidentified as legal persons and held to these foreign standards of law and railroaded into these foreign courts. The plain fact is that we don't belong in their courts and they don't belong in ours. Lawful persons exist in an entirely different and separate jurisdiction apart from legal persons and operate under different standards and conventions, but the lack of lawful courts and the temptation to profit from this circumstance by guile has led to the present morass. As we begin the long overdue process of restoring our lawful courts, we have the option to handle conflicts and controversies via private binding arbitration and may assert our standing as lawful people and request such arbitration whenever any complaint is brought against us in a legal court. Setting. Private arbitration should be used as a stopgap measure until our own courts are up and functioning again. In all this, bear in mind that our courts are not their courts and vice versa. Our laws, except for the constitutions, do not apply to them and their laws do not apply to us. A large part of the work set before the state jural assemblies is to set up and convene your own state court system for the lawful people returning to the land and soil jurisdiction of your state. At first this will be a daunting task as you struggle to sort things out and research the history of your state, but ultimately, the rewards of freedom and self-determination which follow from this work are the fruits of your labor and the fulfillment of your heritage. Posted, March 8, 2019. Updated, May 22, 2019. Table of Contents, page 161 of 209.